Listening Library presents Son of the Mob by Gordon Corman, read for you by Max Casella. Chapter 1. The worst night of my life? My first and last date with Angela O'Bannon. Here's how it goes down. 5 o'clock. I'm already nervous by the time Alex drops by to go over the checklist. Alex is always pretty skittish around my family because of what my father does for a living, especially since my older brother Tommy, who works for Dad, is hanging around. Tommy's on the warpath, storming through the house like a caged tiger and ranting about how Benny the Zit is supposed to be here to pick him up for some business or other. Real pleasant. Once I shut the door to my room, though, Alex is all calm efficiency. Car keys, he barks. Check. Money? Check. Blanket? That's for Bryce Beach, where, if all goes well, and with a little help from above, I'll be able to maneuver Angela at the end of the night. It's in the trunk, I assure him. Everything's gonna be fine. Don't get cocky, he snaps at me. This is my love life we're talking about. That's Alex's new thing. Since he has no love life, he wants to score vicariously through me, except I have no love life either, until tonight, maybe. Alex's probing eyes fall on the neatly folded sweater on my bed. Every article of clothing in my closet has the same preppy look, my mom's idea of what I should appear to be.